Media embarrassment as bird flu fails to harm anyone. 13th of February 2007. This is Gustav for UnNews. BBC Secret Military Headquarters, London. Due to a real lack of reportable news during the previous week, newspapers across the United Kingdom filled their front pages with news of lethal bird flu. However, despite promises of the extinction of the human race, riots, chaos, food and fuel shortages, civil unrest, and, according to a perhaps overzealous publication, a global apocalypse, a week on and still nothing has happened. No, seriously, nothing. At all. I mean, no one died, there were no angry mobs charging around, and as far as I know, no one got a paid day off of work. Just our luck. I blame the government personally. On a lighter note, several media outlets had to publicly apologize for misleading public opinion and causing severe stress to many people due to their false claims. These apologies were scripted for the relevant media companies by UK courts in order to ensure that they fully reassure the public. From the Daily Braille, quote, "The Daily Braille humbly admits that its article, 'Ah, bird flu, we're going to die,' was not appropriate, given current circumstances, and may not have been 100% accurate." And that was the Daily Braille. Quote, "The Sun would like to apologize to the public for its story, 'Jane Goody is a chicken and has bird flu. Avoid her at all costs.' And realize that perhaps Jane Goody does not have bird flu and that she is not a biological threat to the public. However, The Sun remains convinced that Jane Goody and several other members of Tony Blair's cabinet are, in fact, domestic animals." End quote, and that was The Sun. ITV, despite having hyped up the bird flu situation with its show How to Defend Your Home from Chickens and Wild Birds, containing moderate violence, swearing, and sexual references, was not forced to apologize. When UnNews inquired as to why ITV received the special treatment as a member of Ofcom, insisted that in comparison to ITV's usual crappy reporting, their coverage of the avian flu situation was almost reliable. Our source in Ofcom also suggested the possibility of ITV receiving an award for the improvement. ITV responded by saying they would be pleased to accept any award given out by Ofcom. After all, it's been a while since they've won anything. This has been Gustav reporting for UnNews.